If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati, Charlie Carlin, and special show contributor. You've heard of people bidding on the opportunity to be producer for the day. Todd Lebo, assistant producer of the day for the Border Patrol. Oh, boy. I hope it was worth the bid that you made for a local charity. And so Todd's put some work into the show. So thank you very much, Mr. Todd Lebo. And, Nate, we have a very special guest. We have, is he calling in from the treadmill? Is that correct?
He clarified he does not like treadmills anymore. He's an elliptical guy, so he's on the elliptical, I believe.
Easier on the joints, less impact. Mm-hmm. Danny Klingscale joins us. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good to hear from you.
And so you're on the what type of elliptical machine? Could you go more in depth, please?
Well, actually, I have two of them. I have a stand-up one, and we recently at Mike May's got a seated elliptical. I've had some back issues, which are getting better, and so I am currently on the seated elliptical.
So, how long have you been on there? How many miles? What are we up to right now?
Oh, I just got started. Oh. I do a kind of extensive stretching program for my back, and then have the golf on, and I've been going for about 7 minutes here. So, usually do at least 30, but just depends on. I like soccer on the weekends. Do an entire half. That's a good way to do things. So enjoy that.
Okay, so for people that don't know, the streak where you ran every day before the streak was broken. How long did the streak last?
7,131 consecutive days, which is 19 years and 5 months.
And so, and then how did it end?
I was actually practicing for our first, when we switched from football to a charity basketball game, was doing some practicing, and I had a ruptured patellar tendon, which is probably the worst knee injury you can get, but it's a wear and tear injury. I certainly earned it. By the way, is that making noise on my phone?
Oh, no, it's fine. No.
Am I just hearing it? I didn't turn off my notification bar. So I was just doing, shooting layups with Seren Petro. And I went up for just a routine layup, and next thing I knew, I was laying on the ground, and Petra was screaming at me not to look at my knee.
Oh, no.
So, of course, I did, and my kneecap was halfway between where it was supposed to be and my hip. So this is how dumb you are when you have a streak like that. I'm sitting there, and by the time the EMTs got there, the kneecap had sort of by itself worked its way down toward to where it was supposed to be. And so I'm thinking to myself, you know what? They wrap this thing up. I'll be good to run tomorrow. That's fine.
Oh, jeez.
So I went to the hospital and the doctor asked me to lift my left leg and I couldn't lift it an inch. I mean, not even an inch. He goes, oh, you've got a ruptured patellar tendon. We'll test it, but I know what it is. And so that was it. It wasn't a difficult thing to stop the running streak because I was immobilized for 4 months.
Well, it must have been really bad if it made Petro yell.
Not much. It didn't take much to make him yell.
Right. that was well delivered. Danny, and I'll tell you this, Stephen, when Danny says that he ran for 19 straight years
anywhere,
he ran. I mean, like I went for a run with Danny. I remember this in Dayton, Ohio. We went up to cover the NCAA tournament together, and I had just gotten into doing a little distance running at that point in my life, and he said, let's go for a run. And I mean, like, he didn't jog, he ran. Like, he was running, and I had, like, to try to keep up with him was difficult. He was a very fast runner. And to keep that streak alive for that many days is really impressive. So I just want to get that out there. Because some people go for a jog, not Danny Klingscale. He didn't mess around with that.
No, I did run. I was an awkward runner, I think. That's what my sister always said. And I didn't. I remember running in some races. And, I ran in a race one time, and there was a there was an African guy in front of me, and he was just bounding like an antelope. And I'm like just gritting my teeth and running hard, and I'm keeping up with him, but I'm like, my God, it looks so easy for him, and here I am killing myself. But I generally ran about 650 miles, something like that, when I was at my peak, I guess.
You know, Danny, before we get into the special edition of List or Lose, I wanted to mention earlier on in the show we were talking about, we got on the topic because we were talking about how Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco are now basically refusing to mentor young quarterbacks, and how good Alex Smith was with Patrick Mahomes, and then Grunty was here and talked about he started with the Chiefs. So then we started talking about how when we started with the radio station, some people were really cool with us when we started our careers, and some people were absolute buttholes to us. Nate told the story about how you were one of the first guys that approached him and said hello to him when he started. And when I first met you, you were always really nice and gracious and made me feel comfortable, because I think I was uncomfortable for the first 7 years of my career around people. And so, but you were, and you remember they put us on the road together a couple of times at Baseball City and then to River Falls, and we got to know each other, and people would always ask me, so how's that Danny Klinsko? I said, I'm gonna tell you what, he's one of my favorite people to talk to and to get to know. And I mean, I even used to, when you're at another station or before I got into radio, I would call into your show and talk to you, and I, you know, you never got calls about boxing, but I'd ask something about boxing or do something, or, you know, call whatever. And so then when I met you, I was like, you know, when you meet people that you listen to and you didn't really know, it might be a little bit intimidated, but you were always one of the coolest cats to me. And that's the one word I would use to describe you. You're cool, man. You've always been cool, and you've always been good to me. And so I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I think Nate feels the same way.
You were the first person to actually introduce yourself to me as a professional sportscaster when I was interning for Greg Eklund and Don Fortune back at that time. And and obviously, I think I've told this story too, Stephen. At that time, you know, my deep voice now wouldn't give it away, but my college professor said I would never make it as a sports broadcaster because my voice was too high, and people wouldn't be able to stand to listen to me. That's honest God's truth. And I mean, look, my voice sucks. It's true.
He was prophetic.
But Danny's dad, and so when I was interning, I told Danny that, and he said, well, my dad does voice lessons back in Boston, and his dad recorded voice lessons for me on a cassette tape mailed them, and Danny brought them to me with handwritten instructions, and I would, in my college dorm room, sit there and do these voice lessons with his dad's help. I mean, that was the kind of guy that Danny was. That was 20 years ago, and you haven't changed a bit, man. And I don't feel like we get to see each other and hang out as much these days because life, you know, gets busy with your kids and doing different time slots. And that's one of my biggest regrets. We spent so much time together over the years doing Royals coverage and KU basketball coverage. I really miss that, and I hope you know how much I appreciate, and Steven as well, how great you were to us from the day one before we were ever anybody.
Yeah, I really appreciate those words, but I think I remember that there's a funny story the very first time I met you, wasn't it, Nate? Didn't I say something off color to you the very first time I met you, I believe?
Was it something about how I looked like I was 5 years old or something like that?
No, I don't remember exactly, but...
He's like, are you even old enough to be an intern or something?
Right.
I think I just cussed at him, you know, joking to see what kind of reaction he would get, so...
So I like that story
always, better. You know, Nate's always been... You know, you two guys are so different, but, you know, I enjoy your company so much. And Steve, the trip to River Falls with Steven, I mean, that's just epic. I mean, spending time on the road with Steven is about the greatest thing anybody can ever do.
Yeah.
Anything you can imagine, folks, it's better.
You know what? That's
true.
One of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me.
That's
okay, so Jake's not here. Todd Lebo worked on this. We got Charlie Carlin. So you're just going to hang on hold and listen to this, Danny?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And let me tell you this. No, I'm not.
Yeah, because he can weigh in here on some of these
questions.
But
let me tell you, nobody else, people say, does Danny get mad? That just says something about him. Yeah. Nobody else would let us do this and have fun like this because Danny, you know what? You're like I said, you're cool, man.
Got
that's
a sense
all I
of
can
humor.
Tell you. You're cool.
He's cool. Yeah.
All right, let's start with Listen or Lose right now. Get it going, Lebo and Charlie.
It's now time to play Listen or Lose with your two hosts, Swinging Stephen St. John and Naughty Nate Buchanan. Your chance at wonderful and exotic prizes. All you have to do is listen, and you win. If you don't, you lose. Now, take it away, swinging Stevie St. John.
All right. It's time to play Listen Lose. Five easy questions about things that took place on the show this past week. Actually, things that took place over the past two decades. If you listen, you cannot lose. You're not playing for nothing because this is a tribute.
Danny's
episode.
Getting all the sausage
That's
tonight.
That's right. Danny, you're getting the sausage from Shemakas, and hopefully you will enjoy it. So these are all things about you that people can learn by listening to today's edition of Listen or Lose. Question number one. And each question has a mini montage of clips we've collected, put together by our very own Todd Lebo, who's red-faced right now with embarrassment. Question number one. When Danny was in River Falls at a steakhouse with me, what did he order for dinner? And it became a fun story because I told the story on the air with Kevin later that day or that next day. What did Danny order at a steakhouse in River Falls when he was out to dinner with me? Was it A?
About as sexy as a baby pig. Otherwise, I spit on it.
Well,
a regular corn dog can't be any more than 6 inches long.
We always stop sooner than we want to.
Well, a 18-inch thing, most people would be sharing that treat.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Ass wagon. There's some tiny little guys running around.
That kind of had to be a real kick in the crotch. Don't eat stinky fish.
Squeal like a pig.
So the first option was hummus. B, carrots.
I don't know. Hey, back in the 50s, people used to pile themselves into cars.
Well, I think maybe I'll go have a ball of deliciousness. I can do that.
I mean, they're just banging the place out
every night.
Going out and beating balls. Being able to grab and hold people.
Sort of being sticky for 3 hours.
Big, thick, slick.
Rubs the meat.
That has occurred at our house. That happened last night. I walked in. There were two guys there. I said, I'm out.
C, was it a plate of romaine lettuce?
Not even any butts there.
Cox, I've only done it twice, and I did it with this man who did it a lot.
Coming from behind and then exploding.
Do you think everybody out there knows what a dickie is?
I kind of enjoyed poking those holes. That was kind of fun.
Counting on the cum, there's no doubt about that.
The lifestyle is what you enjoy. You enjoy the guys, per se, and or maybe you just have always wanted to do it.
Was it hard to eat? Was it super messy, drippy? That's all you use is the first couple fingers.
You know, you can tell them all for all the world, hey, pound it inside. Come on, get it inside.
Or D, was it a delicious green pepper?
Feed me, let me out, clean my litter box, screw you.
Should be extra small, coming soon.
Finger in the dike.
For just a buck, get a sausage finger down the shaft.
Probably be hard to find a bigger one, you're right about that.
He's giving me the big fist, the up thumbs up here.
You get a big taste of him, but I've never been in the habit of doing it.
I have never used lip balm of any kind.
It takes your hand completely out of it. You know, that's the point that, you know, turning your wrist over, jerking it, you know, that's what it's designed to do, and that's what it does.
All right. Do you know the answer, Danny? Was it hummus, carrots, romaine lettuce, or a green pepper?
You know, wasn't that the infamous waitress we had at the waiter/waitress? Wasn't that place?
It may have been.
Renee at the Copper Kettle?
Yes, Renee at the Copper Kettle.
Yes. What was that person's name? I forget again.
Renee.
Right, exactly.
Renee.
I'm going to go, I don't remember exactly, but I'm going to go carrots.
That is incorrect, Danny. It was a green pepper, and you wanted it sliced. They brought it out diced, and then you sent it back to the kitchen because you wanted it sliced long ways, and they were able to accommodate you. So it was a green pepper, Danny.
Yeah, that sounds like, yeah, how are you going to eat? No fun. I probably had a little. Here you go, just for a future one, the little dipping sauce.
Right,
so,
yeah. See?
How are you going to do that with diced pepper?
Exactly right.
Question number two, what injury did Danny suffer while preparing for turkey ball? Was it A, ruptured patellar tendon?
Hey, TJ, how's it going, baby?
I mean, he's a fine penetrator and everything else.
He's got a good tool, but he doesn't need to use as much of it.
Hold on a second. I think I have it.
And he's got a, you know, nuts in his, and he doesn't even run away. He just sits there. He's slamming right up behind him.
Hot foot. You know, he absolutely doesn't need to use the whole thing.
You go to bed at 9 and sleep as long as you possibly can. Do you stay up late at night and smoke weed and party with women?
Was it B, a sore throat?
Bent grass fairways, zoysia teas, and a new bar, food court, and huge dick.
I'm doing the choking out there. I choked again.
Man,
I didn't even really go out last night. I'm getting all kind of woozy here. I feel lightheaded, weaving.
I didn't have to shave up there much. I didn't need that kind of abuse. I don't ask questions for the sake of asking them. I don't think he'd come.
Was it C, a fractured coccyx?
I ended up doing the thing on the bus.
You know, I got inside the wood. I missed by a few inches.
I had to blow off.
I had trouble getting up that high.
I played with my wife yesterday, golf with my wife, Aaron Swartz. You should get that.
And I think there was somebody going down the first hole. If you got one guy who's willing to do it, then you just kind of, a lot of people will stand aside and let him do it.
Was it D, a pulled groin?
Just Jane and me and the animals. It kind of rolls off your tongue, actually.
It only went down to, like, here. It was bad when it have a black one.
It was nearly an emergency situation.
I'm the one who pays, all right?
Also, it'd be kind of difficult to pull out.
It's a lot to try and swallow. It's about
time to
go to bed.
The heck out of my hump.
So we know it was the ruptured patellar tendon because you told us that just a few minutes ago. Now on to question number three, Danny. You did the first T-Bones game. You did play-by-play for the first ever T-Bones game here on 810. And someone, I think, joined you for a couple of innings as a guest color commentator. Was it A, Magnificent Megan?
Dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chick.
I can't believe I said chocolate chicks. Oh, boy. You will love how good it feels and tastes. Yeah, I had the unfortunate sight of seeing this shirt off today. Any credit for getting in better shape should all be taken back.
There's a bit of a meathead there. Oh, rich get richer. Rich get richer.
Just put a f***ing towel on.
Old 69 will get the job done for us.
I'm not changing it. Okay. I don't have time.
Was it B, me?
More work, less results is what happens as you get older.
Yeah, as you get older, yeah.
Mount it. My hump, my hump.
Neither of my wives have been good passengers.
The hole right next to me, it looks like it, no matter what you did, it looks like it would go in. Nobody wanted to come.
I am not at full throat.
Usually rough with a bunch of boys around. She was a fairly stout woman.
Luscious, big as two fists.
Whee! Was it C, John Renshaw?
Show it to you in the break.
Oh, God. Shooter. Okay, pound it down your throat. One small step towards a refreshing beverage for me.
Look at me. I was pregnant 2 months ago. I don't much like the reverse camera. I think it's distracting more than anything else. I'm fine with the mirror.
Barely rustling my hair.
I'll tell you what, if I was the first guy and you were the peer person who saw me the first time, I think I'd be scared straight a little bit.
Or was it T.J. Carpenter?
Since you teased it, six-pack, I believe. He doesn't want to be painted as somebody who's got his pants down.
You want to have him take a blow every now and then.
Oh, we're going to talk to Blair about that thing I teased a little bit earlier, so I'm not going to tease it again.
That's pretty tiny by today's standards.
That's 18 inches.
That's hard.
That guy looks good in any stupid thing.
That would be hard. That'd be really hard.
Then you wouldn't even know if you had a bone stuck in your throat. Whoa, Nelly!
Danny, do you know the correct answer?
You know, I really don't remember. The only guest commentator I remember was the lead singer for Chicago one time.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to guess, what was the first choice?
Magnificent Megan?
Oh, God, no. I don't think that's right. I'll go Steven.
It was me. I joined you for one inning, Danny. So.
I can understand why you would forget it. Yeah, I try to forget every day when I go host a show with Steven.
Well, I got it right, so yeah, I guess I sort of remember.
That's right. Question number four. Which Danny, we've said, he's worn every hat in this building you could possibly imagine. He's done everything, and he's done play-by-play for everything except one of the following. Which of the following did Danny not call play-by-play for? Was it A, the T-Bones?
The blowhard, Danny Klinkscale, is here in his stead. And
the only part that is good about it is that there's no drunkenness. Well, there's a little damage under there, 20 years of sweating, but it was all right. They don't have any unit.
They look extra dandy with their clothes off.
They think they'd swallow that, throw some mud on him. You're going to rub it in her face.
This is SportsCenter.
Was it B, the Missouri Mavericks?
And when I shaved it off, I was terrified as to what was going to be under there.
Dad, can I wear your pants?
Your wife have to put a little thing on?
You can touch people.
You got to be kidding. fishnet. Ooh, boy. You know, you do look good in a suit, so that's good.
You just can't toss it off anymore.
You miss that when you don't have it. You're dying from the day you're born.
Some crazed lady trying to come up and make a pass at me or something.
You get these gigantic, thick breasts.
What?
Oh, that sounds good.
Was it C-U-M-K-C?
8 guys in a row say, I'm out.
The only thing that makes it a little easier to swallow, little grime on your face, little taint.
You know, a lot of people could use a really nice release.
We're about to go to Big Pink.
And watch some girls under 12. And when you're done f***ing, at some point I said, this is good stuff. I like it. I'm going
to
use it.
I don't like to battle the bones.
Blows hot and cold.
The meat is so juicy.
And it ended up being just a super fun night to have some wine coolers.
Was it D, the KC Brigade?
Did you just stuff them in your mouth and, like, vacuum them off? Boys usually don't stop growing until... Does he have some kind of way he rubs the meat? It doesn't taste very Mexican.
No, don't be in the hole. Don't be in the hole.
I don't think I look that great in a wife beater, one where the fans will work up a lather and so will the players. I think generally they overdo the cheese. Each and every time I come, there'll be songs along the way. They'll be fun. You'll get to stand up and cheer, but you know there's going to be a happy ending and you'll go home with a smile on your face.
Which was it, Danny?
It's definitely the KC Brigade, thank God.
And finally, question number 5. Where did Danny work to pay his way through college when he was at KU? Was it A? Was it the outhouse?
He got it up on the phone, and it was excellent to watch. Fun to watch.
He was just tossing off
when he likes to pound it and get ahead of you.
Looked like a woodsman.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't like the long ones, no matter what.
Well, I dressed as a hobo once.
I just missed seeing you.
I forgot. What a dummy. I had to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom.
I have my laptop right here, so I can do that.
Yeah, I just went into the turtle and took abuse.
Was it B, the dirty bird?
I virtually never hear the morning show.
Yeah, I met a young guy, but looked like he was about 25 in Louisville.
I like the wiener stampede.
I like doing it, actually, when there's a lot of kids that come, you know? It's fun.
I see so many buns.
I think he's toast.
I trim the bushes.
I wrap mine up for a little extra gift for my wife.
If they just got video of him blowing.
Hey. The other day I was in the car and something popped up.
I want some of that. I'll take some of that.
Was it C, the Bean Factory?
And I'm just going, woo-hoo,
I'm coming out.
In Overland Park or at the Legends in KC Gay?
I'm just talking about the size itself.
Inclined to go naked.
One fella, for some reason, said, hey, surfer dude, can I buy you a drink?
I had a nice affair with a very handsome guy. It takes a long time to grow it.
It's a hooker's golf course.
I never do that in a public bathroom.
It's more fun face-to-face.
It's the blowing that's the bad part.
I've always enjoyed coming here. I've only done it twice, and I probably should have done it more by this point in my life. Slap me silly.
They wanted more booty.
Or D, was it Bonita Flats?
Did anything go down on you?
Just hearing about it sounds rather delightful to me.
Like to do another dog pile?
I've seen the man come out of the shower.
Looked like a woodsman.
Make a special present for mom.
But make it harder. My mom actually whooped us with a curtain rod.
No, let's talk hot dog.
People do somewhat relish in the misery of others.
One goes in, and you might lose.
Put a battery in it.
It's quick and easy, and your car gets a thorough hand job.
Yeah! And, of course, you worked at the Bean Factory, Danny. Everyone
yes,
knows
I did.
That.
I have not been to Bonita Flats, but I have been to the Dirty Bird. I will say that. But the Bean Factory is certainly where I worked.
Danny, you listen to that and wonder what context any of those things were said in?
Most of the time I know.
Right.
And I remember. My favorite ones, though, are the ones where I'm describing some ill-dressed woman. I think those are my favorite drops. The one, give me a break, or fishnet stockings. Definitely my favorites.
Well, you're one of our favorites, Danny, and thank you so much for being such a good sport throughout all of our Listener Lose fun Fridays, and we look forward to coming out and having a cold one with you today out of Tanner's.
That sounds great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Danny, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, and one of my favorite people. I've ever worked with Danny Cleanscale, without a doubt. Hopefully everyone has a great weekend. Go out and celebrate Danny out at the Tanner's off of 69 and 119th. Todd, you going to be out there? Charlie's going to be out there? Nate will be out there. Bloom is coming. I'm going to be there. And you'll be there too, hopefully. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And happy Mother's Day to all the people that have lost their mothers, like me and like Jake and all of us. You can still celebrate. Just keep those memories warm in your heart and your mind. And happy Mother's Day to your mama, Nate. And also happy Mother's Day to our wives, too.
That's right. Amazing, amazing women. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Right.
We love you all. You're amazing people.
And have a wonderful day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.